it might just work out. We are joined in the media center by the 16-time NHRA Funny Car champ, John Forrest, picking up his first win of the season. Second straight here at the Z-Max 4-Wide. You set track speed record today with a 335-mile-per-hour run, your 155th career victory, also the number one qualifier. John got to the winner's circle, advancing in the first quad over Bob Tasca and Alexis Pajoria. The second quad got through with Robert Height to the final round, taking out Tasca and Cruz. In the final round, pitted Robert Height, reigning champ Ron Capps, and up-and-coming star Mike McIntyre with the Mac Attack car. I'm sure, John, you love that. But in the end, it was John Force with the victory. John, you say it all the time. It's a blur for you. Just tell us about your race day best as you can.
Well, first thing I want to say is my partner, my daughter, Adrian, been with me since she came out of college. And my wife, Lori, right there, she's going to get mad at me. Say hi, Lori. Been married 40 years, and but she built this company with me. A lot of people don't realize that. I couldn't even. The Wendy's contract came back, and they told her to fix it and send it back so they could read it after I sent it. And I just wanted to thank you for that, Lori, and being here today was very important. You know I love you.
Thanks for winning. It made my coming out worthwhile.
Okay. I'm going to try to be quick here because I could listen to Johnson all day because he's got a lot of heart. Him and I were at Crossroads. Years back, I mentioned it to him down there. I said, I remember when we both were broke and we thought, this is about over. What do you think? And we both just kept trucking. Here we are. But always want to give credit to the sponsors. I'm plugging them. I stood back and read the car. My brain was so fried. But I want to back you up a little bit to what took place there. We got back. I wanted to win this last year for Bruton. You know what I'm saying? And now I've been trying to find God for a lot of years. I'm working on it. My wife works on it. I don't want to get into that. Okay. But things just seem to happen to me in my life that was like almost like you're destined. You know, and Bruton Smith last year, when I spoke with him on the phone, struggling, now he's better to whatever degree. But I got the win for him. And I mentioned him a few times down there when I was low ED. But what was amazing is going up for the final, I'm struggling as a driver, I'm being honest, and these kids are just, they're just good, and I have to jump on that tree and attack it and whatever I can. But it was funny that we were sitting in the pits, and I told Danny, I said, my crew chief, and they get the credit, Fabrizi, Daniel Hood, Tim Fabrizi, this team, but I was standing and I said, Danny, somebody fire me up. If I don't get some energy, I'm going to go out there and get treed. It's going to kill me, right? And he goes, how about this? He said, switch motors. And I go, what are you talking about? He said, the motor's dead. And all of a sudden, they start ripping it apart. And it's like, no, it's time to tow up. You're going to do this in 10 minutes? And whatever time they took, they made it, and it was amazing, but my energy went straight to the top, you know, where I could, because it's hard to find that moment that you need when you really need that fire in your belly. But I said something else, because usually I always just pray. I say, Lord, I know you got bigger battles than me, and I'm just nothing. But in the end, you know, always take care of my family and the drivers. Keep everybody safe. That's the end of the day. And I've learned a lot about that lately. I've been really humble lately. But I asked, you know, if I could win this for Adria, you know, it would really be something special, you know. But I figured, then the motor won't run. The motor that was in that car is the one that ran 85 twice. They took it out because it was hurt. They set it on the ground, and they put it back in. I don't know what they did, because we didn't have time to fix it unless they fixed it the night before. But I said, Danny, the clutch, everything, it's... He said, we just got to start it, do the burnout, we'll get some TV, and we'll see where it goes. But I think he knew more than that. He was just trying to give me confidence. And then it trucked. It ran a real good number. I was in, you know, 3 or 4 clicks. So what I'm saying is, on some days, and I don't know why, but I know what I want to believe without getting into that, okay? things just in my career, magic has happened. And to be able to come out here with a motor that we didn't think would start, right? And all of a sudden you win the race. It's just like, you know, some like the old Paul Newman movie, somebody up there likes me. It just went right. I almost apologized to Robert Capps. I said, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have won that. It just shouldn't have happened. You know, I don't know what happened. It's like it's destiny. You know, I'm not going to cry on you or nothing. I already had my cry down track. But, I had to sit down. I was tipped over. So it was a great weekend for all my sponsors, a great weekend for my team. Finally getting a win. I won a win as long as I can remember being out here, and I hate to ever go out. But this gave me confidence. I think I can race. I turn 73 next Thursday, honey, I think. And I'm getting ready to sign a contract with Peak. They're taking me to three more years, so I'll be out here 76 if I can make it. But I always wanted to get to 75. I always thought that's a number that's pretty cool. So look, I've talked too much. If you got some questions, and I know I just, instead of all my book, well, maybe this bullshit, but all of my stuff, I wanted to honor this woman and my daughter, Adria. It's pretty rough what we've been through, but we're gonna make it. And that's why I kept yelling it out to her. As tired as I am, as much as I'm beat up, you want it bad enough, you can get it. It'll happen, and you can get yourself back on top. And so that's what I'm really praying for. That's, man, you don't know when it bites you that you just stand there and say, God, take this piece of shit. I'm just a piece of shit. Don't do that to my kid, you know? And now things are coming around. It's like you're being tested all the time. Now I'm in here turning into a reverend, and I'm not, okay? So I'm just happy I could do that. And that meant something to me. And Bruton knows it. He knows I love him. And I got him the trophy last year, and I'm going to take the trophy home to her this year. Okay, enough of me.
Questions from the media for John Forrest, starting with Phil Burgess from NHRA National Dragster.
So, you know, 155th win. This sounds like a pretty important one. Where's this rate on the scale of all the wins you have?
If you see my girl, it broke my heart. And to watch her walk now, she's walking, and everything coming back, I'm just amazed. And I'm not going to sit here and blame it on the pandemic, you know? But it wasn't pandemic related. It's just doctors shut down, and she has to stay on her doctor's medication, and she went off it because I can't even get in to see my doctor, blood pressure and stuff. And it's just bitter. And the hardest part is I haven't been a good dad. Lori raised my children. Autumn's by my first marriage, and her mom's with her, Lana. But and Lana and Lori, they like each other better than they like me. But what I'm saying is, the family came together. You know, everybody in the offices, decorating her office. They brought her by to let her see it. And she's got months of rehab ahead of her, a lot of work, but I think it's gonna be okay. But it's. I know a lot of you had this. And when we lost Eric, I thought, how can his dad handle this? How can he do this that would have killed me? And my daughter's still, she's standing. And so I don't want to print about all this. I don't want a million phone calls or kids going to the doctor. So please don't. Please don't. I'm just trying to show you. I can sit here and tell you how much great it feels just to win. And that is what we live for. Every day, that's what we live for. But sometimes there's a greater reason. And I missed it all along the road. I never raised my kids, you know. And all of a sudden, and I'm with her every day when I go home now. I've been in the hospital for 3 weeks solid, from morning till night, driving everybody nuts. Got more hats in that Hogue Hospital than any, you know, trying to make friends so I can sneak in and out whenever I want. Don't write that either. I got busted on it. So look, I'm sorry. There's different sides of me. This was important. Probably when you ask about the win, this was more important to me than any win I've ever had. And I didn't know, wasn't thinking I was going to get it, but I had that opportunity, and I can do something to help healing. is what I'm trying to do, and I'm no, you know, okay. Bobby?
Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus.
John, after all these years, have you finally figured out what GOAT means?
Yeah, I know. What is it?
What does it mean?
Greatest of all time.
Now, what do you think when people describe you as the greatest of all time?
Yeah, but, you know, I gave you a big, look, I love it, my ego loves it, but you start to believe in your own bullshit, you'll fail. You got to go up there every week and think, I got to get better. You don't know the pain that she has to listen to me in the morning. Oh, you don't know what it's going to be like today, and things are screwed up, and like, you're just going to have a heart attack. I thought I was having one the other end. So look, what I'm saying is, if I go out and I want to claim that, well, first of all, there's a lot of great drivers out here, and they'll look at me and say, and the guys that were my heroes, I told Shirley, she came up, and I said to Shirley, you know, Shirley, I didn't say female, I said, Shirley, I saw her. I said, I just want to tell you I love you, and don't think we don't go back and forth. And I said, and she had a bunch of friends, I said, this is the greatest of all time. And that's what I wanted to say to her. I wanted her to know how I felt. Because in my era, she was. And so was Don Perdomo and Beadle and McEwen. These guys taught me the ropes. And so, and I fight with half of them all the time. So what I'm getting at is, if I go down that road, I'm just accepting my time's over. I want to keep fighting back. I want to race. I want to be part of this with you. I want to be with all of you. There's so many young faces. This shit lady here, I've never seen her before. And maybe she's been here for 10 years, but what I'm saying is, I want to see it. I still want to keep coming back and being part of it. And I'm scared to death to leave it. I'm that really scares me. It's all I got.
Well, nobody's kicking you out. We just want to let you know that this is your era, and you have 50 wins over the next closest. I mean, that's got to hit you somewhere.
I was sitting on the ground at the other end, and I just said, Robert said, congratulations, and I walked over, I had to sit down, and I just needed a rest, too hyper from the interview. And Ron Capps kneels down in front of me and just gives me a big hug. How can you not love that guy?
Yeah.
How can you not look at him and say, you're a team owner, you fought your whole life, now you own the road you're going down, and you're so lucky. I wish I would, I'd give up every trophy to start all over, I really would. To have the chance to live it again. That's why I want to see it make it. The sport, this pandemic, all the stuff that we fear. We can make it if we all stay together. And Caps comes over and gives me a hug, and it's like, and I beat him. You know what I mean? He just said, you know, he said, and that keeps my heart going. I was like, I sat there and I said, let me get up. Let's get up on that podium. You know, I was afraid of falling off it. And it got up because he gave me heart. You see what I'm saying? And that is what I ticked on my whole life. Stories, dreaming. I got excited listening to this kid. And what he says is the truth. You know what I mean? What he's done out there, starving to death just to be a part of it. So give me more money, sponsor. Where are you? Give me more money.
But at least now you know the difference between the goat and a donkey. Right.
Yeah, but donkey, ask my wife, donkey fits me. I'm putting Sarah to sleep now. She wants me to get out of here before I say something really stupid.
No, we'll let you go, John. But look ahead to Richmond, though. Your team is running well. You just won a race. We're going to Richmond. What do you think about heading back to the Richmond? First time in a while.
No, I was mad when we lost it. I didn't understand it. I love it. We're up against NASCAR country. You got to really fight the media to get them. I mean, sucking up to the media. Well, I do that all the time anyway. But it's hard in there because they're so programmed for NASCAR. But the guy that runs that's a racer, and he loves it. So, yes, we need to go back. We need more markets. And I'm excited to go. But going with a little different attitude, my mind's right. Last couple weeks I've been down on power. But my race car is not. It's found consistency. And, you know, and I think that I just want to thank all of you.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, John Force, the Camping World Funny Car Series.